A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I think if we're being honest with ourselves, we often live with a very sanitized cross. We see the image of Christ on the cross, we bow to it, we make the sign of the cross before it. Maybe we think about what he suffered on the cross, but I think this is why a movie like The Passion of the Christ can hit us so hard, because we don't often think about how brutal an experience the cross is. We live with a sanitized cross, a cleaned up cross much of the time, but for the people of the ancient world that Paul was proclaiming to, that Paul was preaching to, they would have known exactly what it meant to preach Christ crucified. They would have known exactly what was meant when Paul proclaimed the one who had been nailed to a cross. And they would have been puzzled by this, even appalled. The Jews, as Paul says, were looking for the Messiah, their leader who was going to free them from the Romans, to gather the nation of Israel together, to drive the pagan Romans out, to restore the kingdom of Israel, restore the pure worship of God, lead them into the freedom that God had promised to them. They were looking for this leader who would set them free from the Romans. And so the cross is a symbol not of victory, but of defeat. The cross isn't the symbol of this conquering hero, but of one who has been crushed by the very forces who are oppressing their people. The Greeks, on the other hand, look for wisdom. We can think of Plato contemplating the form of the good, the Stoics and their search for apatheia, Aristotle seeking out eudaimonia. The Greeks are looking for this timeless standard, the highest thing that they can discover with human reason, the thing that endures forever, that all of human life can be founded on, the thing that orders everything else that exists. So for the Greeks, the cross is utter foolishness, right? It's too messy. It's too bound up with the things of time. It deals with the body and not the spirit. So to both Greeks and Jews alike, the cross makes no sense. But to both of them, to both of these groups, Paul insists that he proclaims Christ crucified. Not only Christ crucified, but that Christ crucified is the wisdom of God, he is the strength of God. And this is the reversal of everything that has been expected, right? What seems to be weak, what seems to be ineffective, what seems to be a defeat, is the triumph of God. It's the most powerful event in history, liberating everyone who turns to it from the oppression, not just of the Romans, but the oppression of sin. To those who see the cross as foolishness, even as lunacy, it's the providential plan that wisdom himself set forward. When we contemplate Christ on the cross, brothers, we are allowing God to bring into question all of the assumptions, all of the expectations that we have about the way the world works, about the way things are supposed to go. Everything we think we know has to be seen in a new light, standing in the light of the cross of Christ. Because if God himself can die, and if the one who has died can rise again, What isn't possible? What can't God do? Even if the cross doesn't always shock us as it might have shocked the people of St. Paul's time, we still, I think, recognize the power that it has, that power that it has to transform us, to change us, to call into question everything we might hold dear. And so in Lent, we turn to the cross. We repent and we try to follow Christ more closely as his disciples. We recognize that the cross can bring about these changes in our lives, that even our most hardened habits of sin can be transformed into virtue. But what about with others? Right? If I think that I can be changed, am I willing to see that same possibility for those around me? Am I willing to believe that God's grace can transform my brothers, my sisters, no matter how hardened in a sin or a bad habit or just something that annoys me they seem to be? Can the cross call into question my expectations for them? Or am I still trapped? Do I trap them in those expectations? Right, as preachers, we're called to proclaim Christ crucified, like St. Paul did, to help people to see that in the end, when all is said and done, despite all evidence to the contrary at the present, that the poor will have their fill, that the rich will go away empty, that the mighty will be cast down, that the poor will be exalted. Christ on the cross is the power and the wisdom of God, not our own thoughts, not our own assumptions, not our expectations. Christ on the cross is the standard by which we must judge all things.
Dear God,